combat non-communicable diseases among the communities in Teso sub-region, the locals are being told to consume fruits and vegetables from the garden. George Angulu, working with the Nature Way organization, says that it has been noted that a majority of the population deliberately abandon direct foods from the garden while resorting to buying ready-made foods from supermarkets, which he says has been processed using various chemicals. Angulu explains that the company is partnering with World Health Organization WHO in the fight against non-communicable diseases, including diabetes, high blood pressure, among others, through regular education of the masses to adopt the prevention measures for vegetables and fruits from the garden. He is encouraging communities to adopt cultivation of traditional foods, including pumpkin, the pawpaws, and vegetables for their better livelihoods.
Go out and tell people how to own their health. You know, today it has been discovered that most people have already surrendered their health in the hands of medical workers. Someone think that if I fall sick, I have hospital. If I fall sick, the government must take care of my health. Yet, the surprising part of it, when the doctor that you trust diagnose you with like pressure, cancer, diabetes, they will tell you there is no treatment. And the only treatment is what needs you. Many people today, when we advise them about exercise, no one wants to do exercise, something which is free of charge. Now, many times when we advise people, instead of focusing to supermarkets looking for what to eat, people should look for what they can eat from their garden. So the main reason for me coming to Soroti is to fulfill the mission of the World Health Organization and Nature's Way that are saying, let us make everyone aware how to live a healthy life.
However, William Oriokot, a health educator in Soroti District, acknowledges that it is important to depend on natural foods, since a packaged food is full of chemicals and preservatives, which is very dangerous for human health.